everyone. Welcome to the Unscaled Travel Show. I'm Jeremy Long, the Full Metal Traveler. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have a blast on today's show. With me, as always, my co-host and co-explorer, Amy Long.
Hi.
We are in the Diamondback Land Surveying Studios in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And man, do we have a question for you. If you're a traveler, of course, you're listening to this show, or maybe you're stuck somewhere and they're using us as torture. I don't know, but we got a great question for you. The question I pose to you, Amy Long, what are the greatest travel movies of all time?
Of all time?
Of all time.
Well, I think that's a hard question to answer.
I think it is. So we have been debating this back and forth. We want to invite you in. What are the greatest travel movies of all time? We decided to really answer this question, we got to set up some parameters first, right? The rules matter. Ultimately, they don't matter.
Well, we have to, because so many movies.
There are so many.
So many movies have travel in it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of movies, people are traveling, but it's not about travel. So, I mean, you can start naming off literally 100 movies where you're like, oh, well, they went here, or in the movie, they're going here. But is the movie about travel?
Right. So we had to kind of narrow it in and focus it in, because that could be its own radio show, basically. But here's what we've come up with, okay? And here's what I pose to you, even though I'm about 3 adult beverages in. So let's see if this makes sense, okay? Number one, travel must be the central theme of the overall plot of the film, okay? Not just something that the main character has to endure. For example, I know we'll get around to this, but Eat, Pray, Love with Julia
Roberts.
There you go.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts, she goes on a journey. That's part of the central plot of the story, right?
Right.
You take that versus, say, Indiana Jones, which he's not traveling for fun or adventure or spiritual awakening. He's traveling because he has to go stop the Nazis, right? So it's a little bit different.
So Eat, Pray, Love is a travel movie. Indiana Jones is not.
There could be arguments made, but for time's sake, we're just going to say no.
Okay.
Also, for time's sake, we're not going to get into space travel, so no big space odysseys or The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or anything like that. Okay, we got to keep it on Earth. Speaking of, travel must happen on Earth Prime. Okay, that means no, what I call Earth Prime. This is like our known
You're
world
getting
of
into
Earth.
Your little nerdy vocabulary.
I know,
right,
focus
now.
In. So that means no Middle Earth. So that means like no Lord of the Rings type journeys or anything like that. Okay, it's got to be on an Earth that we recognize.
So like no fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Animation. Animation was tricky, but I say animation, yes. As long as it adheres to the other rules. It's set on Earth and there's no space travel. So like Wall-E wouldn't be one like that Disney Pixar thing.
Yeah.
No, Wall-E wouldn't work.
Okay.
Here,
so
okay?
Would Finding Nemo work?
Maybe.
They're literally on a journey to find Nemo through the whole movie.
I didn't think about it. Yes, I think so. They're on Earth. They go to Sydney, you know, and oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Movie number one, Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. I didn't even think about that one. Anything, okay.
Which that movie has special significance for us.
That was the first movie that we saw together.
That was our first official date, was going to see Finding Nemo, which, yes, we really just dated ourselves.
Yes. How great is that movie?
Aww.
It's pretty great.
It's still great. I still like to watch it. And I am a very full-aged grown-up.
But see, I think it's not... They do travel the world. They go on the EAC, bro. You know, they do all that. But it's more of like, it adheres to the first point, right? It's something they have to endure. They're not going on this awakening, even though they kind of... It happens along the way. It's more they have to endure it because Nemo was kind of a bad child.
He didn't listen to his father.
He didn't listen to his father. He got kidnapped. That could also be a Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah. Okay. So
it has a particular set of skills.
It's not a travel movie, is what you're saying.
Because I would say if Liam Neeson could step in, it's probably
action,
not
action. It's not travel.
Yeah, it's not a travel movie per se.
Okay. So you just took Finding Nemo away from me.
Okay. So here's some more like classic movies, right? Around the World in 80 Days.
Right.
And I'm talking about, there's so many versions of this one, so many TV series and everything else. I'm talking about the original, like, 1956 movie. It had Shirley MacLaine and Frank Sinatra, David Niven.
Yeah.
It was based, on, of course, on the book by Jules Verne, which came out like almost 100 years before. In 1857 is when that book came out. And the other one, what might be Journey to the Center of the Earth, both written by Jules Verne, both very old, both inspired countless remakes, especially once they hit the point where, you know, it wasn't no longer a trademark or a copyright, so people could just remake them however they wanted. Right.
Well, so if those are travel movies, is The African Queen a travel movie?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Also made around the same time. Also a novel from the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching this as a kid and loving it because, you know, the fancy ladies on this boat with this kind of grungy captain. And by the end of it, she's all kind of grungy, too. And, of course, they're in love. So it's a romance along with action.
That Humphrey Bogart.
Yep. And Katharine Hepburn. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I loved that movie.
That was a good movie. I used to own that one.
Disney based a whole ride on this movie. It inspired some kind of travel, I guess.
Did it inspire you to go see the deepest parts of Africa?
I would love to go see the deepest parts of Africa.
Did this movie, though, specifically do
No,
that?
No.
So I don't know. It's a good movie, but I don't know where I would place it in the top travel movies of all time.
Okay.
Another one, kind of in that same vein, with a different Hepburn, Roman Holiday.
Yes.
Roman Holiday, 1953, of course, with Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck. That really was almost like they had a thinly veiled story that would be copied multiple times over the years. But it was really almost like this love letter to Rome because it showed so many classic, beautiful landscapes and that beautiful black and white cinematography. A lot of those I actually thought about whenever we went to Rome not too long ago. I was like, oh my gosh, Audrey Hepburn and company, they were here.
I can picture the movie cover with them on the little Vespa.
Yeah. I thought we were going to recreate that when we went there. And then I realized how crazy people drive in Rome.
They do.
And I was like, we will die. It'll be one of those tragic ones where we're like looking at the Colosseum and then burp, there's a taxi and then we're gone.
Well, so to be a travel movie, does it have to be a positive, inspiring story?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
So would Poseidon's Adventure? Okay. Not a positive, uplifting, inspiring story. You may not want to go on a cruise for a while if you see that one.
It is for like the two people that survived. I mean, I think the cruise industry probably doesn't want to. That's probably not hanging on their wall of fame right there for travel endorsements. But okay, same thing. Titanic.
Right.
They were going on a luxury liner, you know, the biggest and best one.
Right.
At the time, it just so happened something happened in the middle of their journey, but they were going to see to the new world.
They were traveling. That was the whole purpose of the movie, the story, the actual event that this is based on.
Can you believe that movie's as old as it is now? That came out in 1997. Oh, I don't want to think about that. Oh, I just got a little bit older. Oh, it hurts. But you remember that part where the guy falls and hits the propeller?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That is still my favorite part
of
that movie.
That's your favorite part?
It's so messed up. That is still my favorite part.
So Titanic is a travel movie. Mm-hmm. Finding Nemo is not.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Last one I would say is National Lampoon's Vacation.
Chevy Chase,
the classic family road trip.
And where are they going? The
Wally World,
yes. Yeah. Yes.
They're going to Wally World. So yeah, so that yeah, one, I mean, I they have so. Shenanigans
a,
happen.
It's a road trip.
But it is a classic road trip comedy.
Right.
They got some more that aren't quite as good. We're going to have more, right? Debate with us. Best, greatest travel movies of all time. Unscaled Travel Show. We'll be right back.
Unscaled Travel Show is brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. For all your land surveying needs, contact Diamondback Land Surveying at 702-8255 823-DBLS.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Unscaled Travel Show. I'm Jeremy Long, the Full Metal Traveler. Remember, for all of our past episodes and interviews, check us out, fullmetaltraveler.com. We really do appreciate you guys sharing the show, subscribing, whether you listen to us later on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We watch all the analytics. We see where you are, what you're doing. No, not all that. But I'm Jeremy Long. Like I said, my co-explorer, Amy Long, here. We are debating the greatest travel movies of all time. We've already kind of had some controversy. Finding Nemo, in or out?
I say it's in.
I say I can't stop laughing about Titanic. I'm still giggling about the guy that hit Superman.
That's awful. It's awful.
Well, we're in the Diamondback Land Surveying Studios here in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, a perfect setting. Lots of movies where people come to Las Vegas. There's lots of movies where people try to leave Las Vegas.
Right.
So we'll kind of get into some of these as well.
Well, that was one of the questions we asked last night. Is The Hangover a travel movie?
I don't think so. Although it happens in Vegas and it is kind of like a guy's trip to Vegas, I don't think it's central to the plot.
You think all that stuff would have happened if they had stayed in LA, if they had not gotten in a car driven to Vegas?
You know what? Now that I think about it, okay. Yeah, I would allow it. But I don't think it's one of the greatest travel movies.
Well, I'm not saying greatest travel movies. We're just talking travel. Is it a travel movie, yes or no?
Yes. I changed my mind.
Give it a half point?
Yeah, half point.
Okay.
Sure, why not? I'm about 3.5 drinks in here. Let's see. Let's take a look at comedies. We did mention in the last segment probably the greatest road trip comedy, National Lampoon's Vacation, the original one with Chevy and
Beverly D'Angelo. I just remember you go on that whole road trip, just disaster movie with them to get to this amusement park. And then, you know, it's such a disappointment when they pull up and it's closed. And it's
closed?
Yeah.
Did you just give away the ending to this movie?
Oh, come on. It's older than...
Thanks for ruining it for everybody else there, Amy. I know it came out in 1983, but...
But, I mean, they do a really good job of they get there and you're just as disappointed as they are that this place is closed. Because you're like, they've gone through all of this to go to this amusement park and it's not even open.
For years, you know, other movies have tried to copy that to no avail. I mean, around the 2000s mark, you had Road Trip with Sean William Scott and Breckenmeyer. Which was kind of forgettable. Also, the follow-up to that was like Euro Trip, which is largely forgettable outside of Matt Damon and the classic song now that a lot of, I guess, frats know. Scotty doesn't know. And if you know what I'm talking about, then don't ruin it for anyone else who hasn't seen the movie that came out in 2004. But there are more like comedies and like dark comedies. I would say one that came out fairly recently was The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. This one, it wasn't a huge hit when it came out. It came out in 2013. I don't know if you ever saw it. It was Ben Stiller and Kristen Wiig. And you're like, funny people are cast in it. But Hollywood likes to do that. They like to cast funny people in more serious roles to give them acting range. But it does have funny moments to it.
But
so
is it travel?
It is. Basically, they work at Time Magazine. They get laid off, but like to kind of complete this last thing, photography thing, they have to go on this like thing. He goes to all these different countries and everything else.
This does not sound like something I would.
I did
watch.
A bad job of selling this movie. I am not.
Well, I never watched it, so it didn't look like something I wanted to watch. But you're not changing my mind at all right now.
I should not do movie marketing. No, they did some stuff.
No, you should not.
Ben Stiller's in it. I don't know what the hell is going on in this show. another one that actually keeps popping up everywhere, and it was actually a really good movie. A Walk in the Woods. With Nick Nolte and Robert Redford. It came out in 2015. Now, this is about older guys basically one last hurrah, and they decide they want to walk the Appalachian Trail.
Okay.
So it's backpacking through the Appalachian Trail, and it is a comedy. It's like an older comedy about two guys who are on opposite ends of the life spectrum there at the end or whatever. One's a heavy drinker and smoker. The other one is more fit and kind of ready
that,
for life.
That reminds me of that movie, The Bucket List, with, is it?
Jack Nicholson and
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah. Yeah. That's another pretty close one. Very, I think, really good movies. I don't know if I would put them up there. Like, it took me some research, and I went, oh, yeah, I remember watching this from a suggestion from my friend John Clock. I'm like, oh, okay, we love the hike and everything. So, but I don't know where I'd place it. But there's another one that we watched with the kids years ago. Are We There Yet?
Right.
Do you remember that one with Ice Cube and Nia Long? And it's about this just sideways adventure of family travel. And he's just trying to have this fun adventure with his family. And it just falls to heck. And it actually has a lot of good, solid, funny moments in it.
Well, another good road trip movie, I think, is Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. And Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, Fat Jesus. Not you, Fat Jesus. So has he done two travel movies?
Well, you're saying Hangover is not really a travel movie, but I think Due Date absolutely is. Although, if we go back to your original, they travel because they want to, not because they have to, then maybe not, because he has, he's trying to get home for the birth of his kid.
Yeah. Oh, it's debatable. See, those where travel is forced upon a character, it's a little bit different than, again, the eat, pray, love thing, right? Where you have to go out and, like, travel as part of finding yourself or whatever.
Which is
just the stupidest concept ever. But I guess there are worse. I would bring up one. And this actually, we have a category later called Hear Me Out. But this might be my first one for Hear Me Out on this one. Airplane, 1980. Robert Stack, Leslie Nielsen, the legendary allegedly Nielsen, Lloyd Bridges, Robert Hayes. I mean, so many. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in it. But they're in an airplane. They're traveling. And then mayhem happens around them. And it's the classic comedy, you know, the hat on the hat comedy or whatever that would lay the groundwork for, like, Naked Gun.
I don't know. I mean, I know what movie you're talking about. It's funny. It's funny, but is it a travel movie? It's about being on an airplane, but is it a travel movie?
Of course it is.
Hmm.
Hmm. You don't think so?
I disagree.
Surely you can't be serious.
I disagree.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. there you go.
Well, is Murder on the Orient Express a travel movie?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How many times have you traveled and wanted to murder someone? Almost every time we leave the house. So I would say it probably belongs in the classic category. I would say so. We are talking and debating the greatest travel movies of all time. We're having fun. We hope you're having it too. What do you think? Find us on social. Let us know what are your favorite travel movies. Unscaled Travel Show, we'll be right back.
Unscaled Travel Show is brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. For all your land surveying needs, contact Diamondback Land Surveying at 702-823-DBLS.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Unscaled Travel Show. I'm Jeremy Long, the Full Metal Traveler. We're coming to you from the Diamondback Land Surveying Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here with my co-explorer, Amy Long.
Hi.
We are debating, vigorously debating the greatest travel movies of all time. Now, to quickly just go over the rules. That we've set in place the parameters, basically. Travel must be a central theme of the overall plot, not just something that the main character has to endure. Example was Eat, Pray, Love versus Indiana Jones. I don't know why that was my example. For time's sake, no space travel, no space odysseys. Travel must happen on what we call Earth Prime, or the Earth that we know. No Middle Earth, no Lord of the Rings type stuff. Animation is in. We say yes as long as it's, again, set on Earth and no space travel. So no, like, Wall-E adventures or anything like that. So we've debated comedy. We debated kind of older classic movies. Now it's those life journeys. Now, this is where it gets a little harder, and this is where most of the travel movies probably fall into, modern ones anyway, because the character is going on a life adventure.
Which I have to tell you, most of those look kind of boring to me.
It is, because it's the same,
like,
story.
It's not that they're really, like, out there enjoying traveling, but things are happening to them and they're growing as a person, which, good for them. That's great. But I'm not like, oh, look at them doing awesome things while they're traveling. It's like, oh, look at them becoming a healthier person.
It usually involves, like, modern ones are all kind of the same. Somebody gets a divorce. Somebody, you know, they can't change where they are. They got to go change in Europe or, you know, in the African wilds or something like that. They can't just change in Manhattan where they all happen to live for some reason. So we've used that example a lot, but, like, Eat, Pray, Love came out in 2010. It spawned a lot of this live, laugh, love.
Yeah, it did.
Junk.
I have never watched the movie. Ugh. I actually, earlier this year on a plane, I had seen, like, every other movie on there that even seems remotely interesting. So I thought, okay, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
I got about 15 minutes in and I already disliked the main character so much that I just turned it off and watched another movie I'd already seen.
Was it the main character or was it just Julia Roberts?
I like Julia Roberts.
Really?
I did not like her character in this movie.
What was it about her character?
Just rubbed me the wrong way. Just rubbed me the wrong way.
Because it's seemingly a person that has everything.
And is then unhappy and decides to just throw it all away and move to the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Which, if you know our story, it's a little bit like that, but we didn't throw each other away. We went on this journey together. And she, in the movie, very much is like, to her husband, nope, done. Yeah, not even gonna try to go on this journey with you. And I was like, wow.
People will do anything except go to therapy.
Right.
That's what this category should be called. So she goes around the world. So Eat, Pray, Love. Now, it may not be our cup of tea, but it did, in fact, it was successful at the box office.
Yeah.
It has inspired so many people to just eat, pray, love, and do whatever except go to therapy.
So what about this next one with Reese Witherspoon?
Wild.
Did you see this?
I saw parts of it. Again, I was trapped on an airplane.
Isn't she like a recovering addict or something? And yeah, she does this instead of going to like...
I vaguely remember. Now, that was a long time ago. The movie came out in 2014, and it was part of that Reese Witherspoon empire where she, you know, has books that people write and has them in her book club, and then she promotes them, but she gets first right to make movies for them and stuff. Beautiful thing for business. For her end, anyway, it's a good scheme. But she made this movie that no one saw. But it's about her hiking the Pacific Crest Trail whatever it's called, on the western side of the United States and everything. And so she hikes this whole thing by herself, which is crazy because people attempt it every single year. So I would put it in there. But to me, it was a little bland.
Yeah.
It's another one of these things, like, kind of stuff just happens. Like, if she didn't go on this thing, I guess nothing would happen, but I don't know. It didn't, I guess in fairness, I didn't see it all the way through because thankfully the plane went down. I mean, we landed, not the plane went down. But moving on. There was another one that came around actually earlier. It was called Tracks. It was set in Australia. I cannot say the young lady's name. Her name is Mia, I think, Wasikowska.
That's close enough for me.
And Adam Driver. It was Adam Driver before he got Star Wars and all that. So he was still a brilliant actor and everything. But it's about her basically doing the same thing, but in the Australian outback, which is far more dangerous and everything. It was actually, I remember watching parts of it. Again, I don't think I finished it. But the cinematography is just outstanding because they shoot it right there in Australia.
Why is it called Tracks? Animal Tracks? What?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I don't know. I didn't see it. I'd never even heard of this movie before yesterday.
I know you've heard of Under the Tuscan Sun.
Yes.
Diane Lane.
And again, another movie that I started and didn't finish.
There's a theme going on here.
I mean, it was fine. It's kind of a little bit of a silly romantic comedy.
That's another thing. Well, she, I mean, yeah. The main character, not she, the main character has a, I don't know, a moment. They divorce their spouse instead of going to therapy. And then like, hey, on a whim, I'm going to buy this house in the Italian countryside, fix it up. And I just so happened to fall in love with this beautiful young man.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. There's a movie you don't have on this list, and I don't know if it's necessarily a life journey, but our daughter and I like to watch it together, and it's called Letters to Juliet, and it's about an American couple that they go to Italy, and while the man is doing, like, he's taking cooking classes, she ends up seeing these ladies that are taking notes out of a wall. All these people are there, they're writing notes, and they're putting them into this wall, and these ladies are taking them. And it's actually this tradition where you can write to Juliet your love problems, and these ladies will write back to the people. And it prompts this whole journey of her coming across a letter that was never answered from like 40 years ago and finding the lady and reconnecting her. But it ends up being like a road trip through Italy for this lady.
Okay. I would, yeah, that sounds deep.
No, I mean, it's actually a very lighthearted movie, but the younger girl, the American, ends up having kind of a epiphany because she's there before her wedding, and she ends up realizing she doesn't love that guy. She loves somebody else, so it is a bit of a road trip, life journey, discovering yourself kind of movie.
Dudes are always on the short end of the stick in these movies.
Not the one she ends up with.
The other guy who's only... Only crime is working and, paying the mortgage. Into the Wild. Remember this one? No, you never saw this one.
No, I didn't see this one.
This was based on a real story. I think the guy's name is something Matt McCandless or Christian McCandless, something like that. But he was a real guy who had just graduated college, and he goes out into the Pacific Northwest to this abandoned bus, like an abandoned school bus, and he decides, I'm going to live off the land. Like, he... does research and everything, and but he goes there to basically leave it all behind and get off the grid and do things like that. And it's like Emil Hirsch and I think Sean Penn directed it, and it's a beautiful movie. The real life version is very tragic because
he died.
Right. Just ruining movies left and
right.
You were just about to say it.
You were gonna say it. I just beat you to the punch. Okay.
you made me drool at myself. You're ruining movies.
You were ruining it yourself. I just ruined it first.
We're not watching these movies all the way to the end, but the ones we do watch, we're gonna ruin for you.
Well, the my favorite life journey movie, I think, and it's animated, is the movie Up.
Oh, my Lord.
I love it. I think the whole opening sequence is a life journey in itself. But then the actual, the house gets up, it goes down to Venezuela, I think. It's just it's a beautiful movie. And I think if you're talking about movies that inspire travel, absolutely Up should be on the
list. You
want to
watch this grown man cry. Give me the first 10 minutes of Up. And I will blubber like a child.
You're Carl.
Oh my gosh. This is the Unscaled Travel Show. We'll be right back.
Unscaled Travel Show is brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. For all your land surveying needs, contact Diamondback Land Surveying at 702-823-DBLS.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I got tongue-tied. Welcome back to the Unscaled Travel Show. I'm Jeremy Long, the Full Metal Traveler, here with my co-explorer, Amy Long.
Hi.
We are debating the greatest travel movies of all time, sort of.
Our opinion of the greatest. Because if you Google the greatest travel movies of all time, nothing from our list is on there. Maybe one or two. That's it.
We're coming to you from the Diamondback Land Surveying Studios in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. So many movies are aimed at Las Vegas, going to, coming from, leaving Las Vegas, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, The Hangover you mentioned earlier. You know, and we have debated, some are kind of halfway in, halfway out. So I decided the best way to kind of make this argument at the end is this segment is called Hear Me Out. Hear me out on this movie, because it may be down the line here. I don't know if this is a travel movie or not, but darn it, we're going to debate it. The first... I just looked at my list, and I know you're going to tear me apart here. The first one on Hear Me Out, okay? An American Tale. The one with the little mouse that's animated.
Fievel.
It's about an immigrant's journey from wherever they're coming from. I think like Russia or something like that, to America, to the new country or whatever. But American Tale in 1986, and then Fievel Goes West in 1991. Tom DeLuise, Steven Spielberg.
I'll give it to you. I think it's a travel movie.
You think so?
I do.
I think so.
I think so. I will never not remember the little scene where the mouse is singing somewhere out there looking up the moon and the stars.
I loved this movie when I was a kid.
I did too.
And they're mice.
I don't like mice in real life, but they're cute. They're cute on the TV.
Which also... Okay. Then I think after I had a couple of adult beverages, I started thinking about my childhood and crying. So the next one on my list was The Land Before Time in 1988.
I don't know that that's a travel movie.
They go on a journey.
Well, if that's a travel movie, then Ice Age is definitely a travel movie.
Ice Age. Oh, Dennis Leary, John Leguizamo,
Ray Romano. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, with Ice the Age. Little squirrel Scrat that's always trying to get the acorn. Best
part. Yeah.
And they finally let him get the acorn at the very end
when they shut down the studio.
Yeah, like they just did it.
I know. Like it just happened too. Okay. Ice Age, Land Before Time.
I say yes.
I would say what about
Moana?
Moana.
She goes on a journey, a life journey. I know she kind of, sort of has to, which takes it outside of your world, your parameters, mm-hmm. but she doesn't have to. She wants to.
I would say, okay. All right. If we're going to allow these other, you know, this is where the animations fall here. They're kind of half in, half out. To me, but I would say yes on that one, because she like finds a boat.
Like she doesn't know that her people are explorers until she finds the boat.
Yeah,
and then it prompts her to go on this journey.
It's one of my favorite movies, actually.
It's a great movie.
I really, really like the movie.
I mean, I'm more of a classic Disney, like 80s and 90s, because that's what we grew up with. Uh-huh. But in most of those, they don't do a whole ton of travel.
Here's what I know you like, and I know it inspired you to travel, but is it a travel movie? Cars, the original one.
I say yes, 100%.
2006 with Owen Wilson. What about that movie made it a travel thing for you?
I love just the whole concept of Route 66.
Talking cars?
Well, yes, too. Okay. But Route 66, these old towns, just the way things kind of were like in the 50s and 60s, and mm-hmm. you would get on the road and travel, like that's how families typically traveled back then. But I also watched the documentary on the Pixar studio mm-hmm. that is on Disney Plus, and they talked about how the guys from Pixar actually got in their car and drove Route 66 and found all these different places along the road. That's how they all put it together and created Radiator Springs based on real things that they saw.
Route 66, a classic American
highway,
road trip highway. Yeah. It's kind of broken apart now in different areas as the but highways, it goes
across
interstates.
Most of the United States from LA up to Chicago, actually. So yeah. It covers a good portion of the country.
And there's all kinds of songs written about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last one in this category, I know one, Home Alone.
Yes.
Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci.
It's a Christmas movie.
Uh-huh. Is it also a travel movie? They are going to Paris, and it just halfway through, they realize, oh my gosh, we left our kid at home because we're great parents. And then she has to spend the rest, Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
Has to spend the rest of the time getting back to
McCully. I say it's a travel movie and it's a life journey movie because the kid that's left at home has to grow up. He's been babied his whole life.
Oh.
So it's both. It's just not the same character.
And it's a comedy too. It like fits in all the kind.
And it's a movie people love.
Is Home Alone like the perfect movie?
I love it. We watch it every year for Christmas with the kids.
All right. So we've kind of debated a lot of these movies around. And we wanted to leave you with some finality because we didn't really rank anything because we don't have time to do all that. but we're going to give you our top three. Top three greatest travel movies in your opinion. I'm going to let you list it off here. What are your top three travel movies?
So as soon as you say travel movies, I immediately remember a movie I used to watch as a kid with my mom. It is a Lucy and Desi movie called The Long, Long Trailer from the 50s, okay. Where they get married and they buy a trailer and their honeymoon is they go on this road trip pulling their trailer. Mm. But it has some of the funniest scenes in it because like she comes across these big rocks everywhere they stop and she picks them up because she wants to take them home. And she puts them in the trailer, but she doesn't tell him. So the trailer ends up getting heavier and heavier throughout the movie. But there is a scene that just reminds me of us where he's asking for directions and she tells him, turn right here. So he turns right and she's like, why are you turning right? You were supposed to turn left. And he said, you said turn right here. And she says,
oh my God.
I meant turn left right here. And it's just a whole back and forth and it's hilarious. And it reminds me of us when we're in the car.
It's because you don't use directions. You say there. And here.
We're not having this discussion right now.
We will have this discussion off air again. What place does that come in? One, two, or three?
I mean, I'm not going to say anyone is more or less, but I would say that's probably three for me.
Okay. Number
two. I would probably say Home Alone. Okay. I know it's a Christmas movie, but to me it is a travel movie.
I'm not mad about that.
That's going to be number two. And my number one is... Mm-hmm. Going to be Up. I love the movie. I have an Up poster on the wall over there. We have an adventure book that we have pictures in. It just the whole spirit of adventure is what I take away from that movie. Number one travel movie for me is Up.
So what was it called? The Long, Long Trailer.
The Long, Long Trailer, Home Alone, and Up.
Your greatest travel movies. Okay. That's actually a respectable list. I thought I'd berate you more than I will.
Uh-huh. What's your number three?
My number three has to go back to what we talked about in the beginning, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Okay.
Classic family road trip. It's hilarious. Chevy Chase is in his prime before he's a jerk on Community years later. Beverly D'Angelo, the mom we all wanted back in the day. I mean, it inspired so many other movies. And it's just a beautiful comedy just in general. And I love comedies. And that's probably number three for me. Number two, one we didn't discuss. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Steve Martin, John Candy.
John Candy, yep.
The legendary John Candy.
Who cameos in Home Alone. Who
cameos in a lot of these movies, actually. Yeah. He was such a prolific actor, especially in the 80s. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and it's so beautiful. And it's even better if you watch the extended like director's cut where they leave so many scenes in that they had to cut from the theatrics.
I know I saw it when it came out, but I do not remember anything about this movie. I'm not going to ruin this ending for you.
We've ruined so many movie endings. I'm not going to do it with this one. You'll have to go and watch it. It's beautiful. My number one, hear me out. Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey.
With the animals.
It's the greatest movie of all time. Travel movie. The animals get separated from their humans. They got to go over mountains.
I thought that was Milo and Otis.
How dare you, Milo and Otis, get out
of
here.
How are those different?
This is the Unscaled Travel Show. Homeward Bound is the greatest travel movie of all time. And write it down.
No.
Right there. What are your favorite travel movies? Let us know. FullMetalTraveler.com. We'll see you guys next time.